Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of September 15th in News on the Edge. So in local news, the budget for the city of St. Pete is under review, and the final public input is on September the 25th, 5 p.m. at City Hall. So if you have thoughts, the budget is published out there. Definitely go and make your thoughts known to council and administration. We are the Edge Business District Association, and we are a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive and really focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we now have over 137 businesses that look to us for guidance. A bunch of events are coming up. So we had a very busy summer, surprisingly, but the fall really heats up. So September 23rd from 1 to 2 p.m., the UPS store in Diston Plaza is having their chamber ribbon cutting. They're one of the members of the association. September 27th at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. is the Edge District Quarterly Cleanup. And we're kicking that off from Hawkers, and we partner with Keep Pinellas Beautiful. So all you need to do is show up and bring a smile, friends, family, etc. We have the gloves, the bags, the pickers, the vests to wear, and we're going to have refreshments that morning for everybody. And then that evening of our partners in the downtown area at Estate Cigars and Social on September 27th from 5 to 10, they have their Caribbean Day party, and definitely go check that out with Evan and his family. The next day, September 28th from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., if you're an early riser, there's sunrise yoga at 15th Street Farms. And then that afternoon, if you're more like me and like to get a little bit of sleep in the weekends, from 1 to 5 p.m., the Pink Palm Pool Club party. Say that, you know, three times fast, at Moxie Hotel's rooftop pool. Weather should be fantastic for that event, and it is a lot of fun. If you've not seen the views from up there, it's spectacular. October 4th and October 25th, from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., the Mezzo Market returns along Baum Avenue with 125-plus local makers. And then we've got the nearby Sunshine City Market is coming, and that is on First Avenue North, just a few blocks away from the Mezzo Market. So lots of cool things going on in October. And then, of course, October 26th from noon to 5 p.m. is our big Halloween on Central. 22 blocks of fun. Central Avenue is shut down to traffic and parking, and it's just going to be a blast. So please come out and mark that on your calendar for Sunday, October 26th. As part of our announcements, and did you know, there are over 1,000 businesses that are going to be involved with Halloween on Central. So talk about the residents coming out. We also have a bunch of the businesses there to support each other and our community. FERC Sports Bar won the number one local sports bar by USA Today for the whole country. So that was amazing. They just recently had their celebration party. Last but not least, Best of the Bay Awards party. That's sold out over at the Hard Rock, and dozens of Edge Association businesses have been nominated. So we're hoping some of them bring home the winners on that, but certainly to be nominated is also a great honor. New and coming soon to the district, over a dozen new businesses are joining the Edge District this year. Bosphorus Turkish Cuisine is at 1246 Central Avenue. Super fast construction will be open this fall. If you want to check out the menu ahead of time, bosphorusrestaurant.com. They've got a couple other restaurants in the middle of the state, and now they're coming over here. And then behind Bosphorus is going to be Amarino Gelato. So we've got some more lovely desserts coming to the district that will be opening up this fall. And last but not least, the Peach Pump. It's going to be in the 900 building this fall. It's a gymnasium. So check that out. And then Viv Upscale Apartments, 269 units. And they range everywhere from studios up to three bedrooms. And they're going to be open November 2025. So if you're looking for a new place to live and you want to be in the middle of the action, definitely check out Viv. It's just absolutely stunning amenities that they're going to have there at that new apartment building. Really great time to find a brick and mortar if you want to open up a business in the Edge. info@edgedistrict.org, and we can help connect you with the right people. If you're drinking and dining in the Edge, we've got 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink. If you want to get juicy in the Edge, we've got juices, smoothies, and or spritzers to go around the district. And that's Pure Green, Cargo Coffee, and Bodega, if you're feeling a sip and walk around the district. If you want some fries in the Edge, I do love a good French fry. Ferg's has them, so does Bodega, and so does Copa. So check those out, plan your dinner, lunch today. And then I also want to give a shout out to our neighbors downtown at the Melting Pot. They're doing great things in the community and really help building up our downtown region as well. And it is so much fun. If you haven't done fondue in a while, we did this a couple weeks ago and it just was a blast. If you're getting ready for your shopping for Christmas, can you believe it's only 3 months away? You can start that shopping now in the Edge District. 7 days a week, there's shopping going on. And then, as we said, circle your calendar for October when the Mezzo Market returns. For services, we've got our new categories on edgedistrict.org. Just click services, over 18 different categories now to find out the best businesses to work with here locally. For entertainment, we've got all sorts of things to do, whether it's our scavenger hunt, eat, drinking, and shopping in the Edge is always fun to do. And it really is a good time to book the candle pour to make your own candle experience. And all you have to do is walk in there and all of the different scents are just so amazing. And that's good for friends, family, or even a work team experience. So go see Dennis and the team over at the candle pour. Last but not least, our local nonprofits. Really, it's been a tough year for them and mission-driven businesses. So give a shout out to Blue Urban. They're helping development meet sustainability. So they realize development is going to continue, but if we can do it sustainably and also in conjunction with keeping our local ecosystem intact, that's the best way to do it. It really is for everybody. Take care and have a great week.